Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of A War Gone Social, president of, co-founder, I should say founder and CEO of U-Turn, Y-O-U-T-E-R-N.com. Check that out, that website out. We're talking about the impact of social media inside your four walls on the hiring process, on both sides of the desk, right, Mark?
Well, yeah, both sides, definitely both sides. I mean, we're at the point now where we don't even job interview somebody, and we don't attend a job interview unless we're pretty sure there's a fit there. We, you know, employers are, you know, they're always looking for a way to save money, and man, if they can go online, learn as much about you as they can, and still feel good that, one, you can do the job, and two, almost as important that you're a good fit for the organization, that's when you get the job interview.
Right.
Same on the job seeker side. If you're a job seeker and you go to Glassdoor or Indeed or Yelp and you see that company doesn't treat their customers well, they don't treat their employee well, even when we really, really, really need a job, we'll think twice, and we'll go, yeah, this isn't the kind of company I want to hang my reputation on.
Well,
I'll go to work for, right?
So, you know, I had a person to come to interview with me a few years ago, only about three or four years ago, and you know, I've got a pretty big online footprint for almost 20 years now, and he showed up and I started asking some questions. I could tell he had not even been to my website.
That's inexcusable, isn't it?
And I said, tell you what, son. I actually did. I said, tell you what, son. Why don't you go home and do your homework and then come back if you want to?
Well, but that happens a lot.
That interview lasted about 6.5 minutes.
Yep.
I sent him home.
Jim, the number one mistake reported by about 2,400 employers in a recent survey was that the candidate or the prospective freelancer, not just, you know, keep in mind now, about 50% of our income-producing opportunities aren't traditional 9-to-5 W-2
right.
jobs. They're freelance work, contract work, temp mm-hmm. work, project work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these 2,400 employers reported that the person who showed up for the interview, regardless of what the status of the job was, the number one mistake was not being prepared. And that's
astonishing this time of year.
In this day and age,
can you imagine when you and I were pups, what we would have done if we'd had access to this kind of information? If I had had access to this kind of information when I was in sales way back in the day, I'd be in my own island in the south of France right now somewhere.
Well, here's what's interesting about that. I think, Jim, is that even those of us who have access to that, We're still not digging deep. We're still trying to build a list of contacts instead of quality relationships.
Yeah.
And that's especially in the job market now. 40% of hires are going to people who were referred to that company by somebody already working at that company.
Right.
40%. Right. Mm-hmm. So even with all this information, you can't just, you know, long 7, 8, 10 years ago, the number of likes matter, the number of follows matter, the number of retweets matter, the number, you know, all that, all those vanity metrics, that mattered. Now, the only thing that matters in phase two of social media is how many quality relationships are you building? And if you're a job seeker or if you're an employer trying to build your talent base, the only thing that matters is your reputation and the quality of the relationships that you're
right.
building from that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see, you know, all these sales professionals, they're not social selling, they're social spamming.
Right.
And yes, you can get my email address off the website. Yes, you can tweet me on Twitter without knowing me. yes, you can try and sell me something on LinkedIn with just one quick message, mm-hmm. but that's not a relationship, and that sure isn't going to get you referred. And that's how our economy works now.
Well, that's what's such a shame. When it's, here's the thing, what's crazy is it's easier today than ever before to get a referral, and all it takes is a little bit of work, and it sure makes life a lot more enjoyable. It makes your it makes you feel proud to get a referral, and yet it's amazing how many people fail to do it.
Oh, here's the good news, Jim. Those of us who are doing it, both on the employer side and on the job seeker side, and frankly, you know, for all those small businesses out there that are doing this, if you leverage that testimonial economy, if you deliberately seek out those endorsements, mm-hmm. those referrals, those testimonials, and you splatter them all over your company LinkedIn page, you ask people to write into Yelp if you're a B2C company, if you ask people to write into Indeed, if you're an employer looking to expand your talent base, those are the companies, those are the individuals that are really nailing the social aids. They're
yep.
leveraging all the best parts
yep.
about what we have in front of us right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's, the thing is, I mean, this is, and all it takes is a little time and intention. It doesn't take a lot of genius. It doesn't take a lot of money.
But, Jim, you know this. It doesn't happen by accident. Our intentions
right.
have to be deliberate.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
If you get in, if, let's just say you're a new boot repair shop. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
And you're downtown and you're struggling a little bit, and somebody writes you that nice little note and says, I just want to thank you.
You got to ask for those. They won't always give them to you. Hey, Mark, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Uturn.com is his website. Hey, Mark, come back soon.
I sure will, Jim. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.